started talking about the shaila of whether one is allowed to let clay iser or dvar masurim come in contact with dvar mutarim if everything is sonya. Everything is cold. Is that permissible, or is there some kind of a problem? So there are different sugyas that address this issue. The Mishnah on Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Beis and the Gemara there talks about the case of basar and gvina. They're no kalim per se, and neither one is asa, but the problem is, together they could create a problem. There's a basar b'cholov issue, not a basar b'cholov issue, if it's all tzone, right? It's not going to become a din, an issa basar b'cholov deraisa, but you're not allowed to eat milk and meat together. So is one allowed to put the basar and gvina b'mitpachas achas? Can you put it in one container, tzone and b'tzone? So the Gemara says that you have to be careful that they're not nogin zebazer. They can't touch each other. And if they do touch each other, everyone agrees that you need hadacha, that you have to wash them off. That's one case, that you need a hadacha for sure. Basar or gvina, let's say Mishnah or Gemara, Kuf Zayin Amud Beis. Basar or gvina, shenogin zebazer. Kuli alma boy hadacha. That's case number one. Case number two, sakin sheshachat b'basa. Sakin sheshachat b'basa. What happens if you want to cut basa tzomim? Right? Sakin sheshachat b'basa. Lachtoch basa tzomim. Maybe I should have written it in the opposite order. Lachto basa sonim besakin sheshachava. So the sakin sheshachava, there's a concern that there's a bliya of dam inside the sakin. So what's the din? Do you need hadocha or not? What's the answer? Machlokas, exactly. Machlokas. Iboy hadocha. And then we have a third case. What's the third case? Ka'ara shemalach babasa. Ka'ara shemalach babasa. Maliach harev kiroseya, or so we're assuming, that day assumes. So there is a belia of dam inside the ka'ara. Shemolach, not shemolchava. Malach. Shemolach babasa, yeah? And now you want to put a dover tzonen inside of that kli. What's the din? Do you need a hadach in that case or not? What's the din? What's the din? What, no. That's a question. Trick question, which Shalom didn't fall for it. That's a question mark. Okay. So what's the answer? What's the resolution of these three? These are three different sugyas that seem to talk about similar ideas, and yet there are three different sukkim over here. Right? The basu gvina, nogin zebazeh. There is going to be some kind of an isser, some kind of a problem if there's shamnun is from one that's going on the other, and everyone says that you have to wash it off if they touch each other. Sakat sheshachatba. So machlokas, do you need hadacha? Do you not need hadacha to cut basa tzonim? Machlokas. In the first case, everyone says that you need hadacha. In the second case, some say that you don't need it. Ka'ar shemal b'basa, the Gemara doesn't say anything. So why not? Either it should be for sure that you need hadacha, or it should be machlokas. But why does the Gemara not say anything? Oh, so this is a shaila that the Rishonim address. We mentioned last time that the Ikaman de Omer and the Rajba, which is the Ramban, actually. Ikaman de Omer and the Rajba says that what's the rule and what's the exception to the rule? What's the rule and what's the exception to the rule? Okay, what's the rule and what's the exception to the rule according to the Ikaman d'Amar and the Rashba? Anyone? What's the rule? Is the sakin the rule, or is the kara shemalach babasa the rule? So the Ikaman de Omer says that kara shemalach babasa. Let's see the Ikaman de Omer inside rather than guessing. Ikaman de Omer de mehod de Omer hachi de lo baya hadacha shamina lekelim shenishtam shubahen isak yon kara shemalach babasa, etc. The shari leishtamushi behu betzonein tepera velo hadacha klo. The rule is ka'ar shemalach babasar. Right? Ka'ar shemalach babasar, you don't need hadacha. Okay, that's the standard. Hi, there's one man, the Amar by Sakin, Sheshacha, but they need Hadaka. No, Hasimu the Ika Duchka the Sakina. There, since it's Duchka the Sakina, that could be different. Right? So the Ika Manda Amar, the Rajba says that really, really you should not need Hadaka if you want to use a Kli. Kli Issa. A Kli that has a Bli of Issa inside of it, can you use it for Tzonin of Heta? The answer is yes. Do you need Hadaka? No. I sakin shashacha, but there's one day that says that you need hadacha. That's something unique to sakin. Since there's duchka the sakina, everything is different. Duchka the sakina, what does that do? What does that do? It's all bitsonic. So what could be the problem over here? If you have shamnunis on the sakin, so even without duchka the sakina, there should be a problem. And even in shakin, there should be a problem. And if you don't have shamnunis on the sakin, so what could be the problem? And why is hadacha accomplishing anything? He suggested maybe the Ikam and the Amr and the Rashba goes like the Yeshomim and the Ritva, that somehow, even though Bitsonim, we normally assume that the Bliya is not going to be Niflat, but that's only the Bliya that's really deep inside the Kli. But the Bliya that's on the surface will be Niflat, even Bitsonim, with the Duchka the Sakina, because there's a rubbing motion, there is some kind of a heat, there's something over there. And Hadocha will remove that Bliya. There are two chidushim here, right? First of all, he's assuming duchka de sakina, even b'dov etzonein, is going to accomplish something to take out a bliya. A bliya on the surface. A bliya right below the surface. Hadocha, on the other hand, is going to be enough. As we said, hadocha with a shifshif is going to be enough to take it to take that bliya away. So that's the shita, that's the exception, right? The shita that says that you need hadocha by sakin shashacha, but it's a chiddush. Pasha pshat is hadocha is not necessary. I, the Mishnah Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Beis. No, the Mishnah Kuf Zayin Amud Beis is not a Shaila B'chlal. Because that's talking about where Gufo Shel Issa is touching each other. You have Shamlunas of the Gvina, Shamlunas of the Bosa. So they're touching each other. Of course, you're gonna need Hadacha to take whatever piece of Gvina touched the, you know, went on to the Bosa. Whatever piece of Bosa went on to the Gvina, you're going to have to be Medir in order to remove it. So that's how we answer all three sugyas according to the Ikam and the Amar in the Rashba. That really the rule by Klei Isser is that you don't need Hadacha. That's the simple pshat. There's one shita that says that by Sakin, with Duchka de Sakina, you are going to need Hadacha, and it will accomplish something. That's one shita. The Ravid disagrees. Rashba quotes from the Ravid, who says otherwise. The Ikamanda Amar, he says, on page Kuf Tzadid Aled in the Koivitz, the hadocha boy kisakin, boy kisakin. That you need hadocha really. The kaimla kimanda amr besakin baya hadocha. Vafila manda amr besakin lo baya hadocha. Hosam mishim the dam mishrik shari, vlomivla betzonin klau. Al bishari surin moda hu de boy hadocha. The rabbit says, what's the standard? The standard is you need hadocha. So the Mishnah Kuf Zayin is not a problem anymore, right? Hadocha is always necessary. There's one shita by sakin sheshachaba that hadoch is not necessary. That's just by sakin of dam, not by sakin. Sakin sheshacha dam. Dam mishrek shorik. The dam is just going to slip away from the sakin. So you don't have to wash off the knife because that's a unique case. Again, I don't fully understand the metzias, but that's what they say. Dam mishrek shorik. The dam is just going to slip off the knife. So hadocha is not necessary by sakin sheshachaba. By any other case of sakin, you would need hadocha. It's no different than ka'ara shemalach babasa. If you have a kli iser, hadocha is necessary if you want to put sonin in it. What's the hadocha for? The rabbi doesn't seem to say the hadocha is to remove a bliya inside. The hadocha is necessary to remove the shamnunas be'en. That's lachora what the rabbi is saying. Right, to remove the shamunas be'en, not the bliya. That's a big chiddush, to remove a bliya inside. That's a ritva, one day in the ritva. It's a big chiddush. Pashup shad is hadocha, washing it down, is to remove the shamunas, to remove the be'en on the kli. And normally that's necessary. Right? If you have be'en on the kli, you got to be made. You have to remove that if you want to put dvarim shel heter onto that kli. But sakin sheshachat is unique because there will be no be'en somehow. Right? The dam is mishrik sharik. Dam is mishrik sharik. So there will be no be'en. But every other kli, there might be be'en. So you have to be medir to make sure that the be'en is not there. But if you did hadocha, says the Ravid, havadi, you should be able to use the kli. The only problem is the bliya. But no bliya is going to be coming out, so there shouldn't be any. Okay, these are the two shittas that we have. But this is what I put in the handout that I gave you. I hope you got it in the Seder. I can't seem to find it on the end. Does someone have the handout? I have a new handout. That's I'll get to that later. Yes, I'll take you on. That's the Makarish. That's the Makarish. That's it. Okay. We didn't strike out. Okay. So what do we have in the second part of the handout? Ikam and Amar and the Raven, right? So Lachtov Basa Tzonim Misakan Sheshach Abba. There's a Machlokas. Lahaniach Dover Tzonim Bekar Shemalav Abasa. To put a Dover Tzonim in a Kar Shemalav Abasa. So it doesn't say anything, right? So the Ikam and Amar says that really no Hadach is needed. Kinuach is enough. You don't have to wash it down. Kinuach, just making sure that it's clean, that's sufficient. That's by irregular clean. But by Sakin, some say that you need Hadacha. Again, there are some say by Sakin that you don't need it. It's the same as Karashim al-Habasa. But some say that you need Hadacha by Sakin Sheshacha. But why is that? It's up the Ritva, because there's Bukha the Sakina that causes a little bit of a plata. But just from inside the surface, even Bitsara causes a little bit of a plata. So even if there's no Shamnunis on the surface, Hadacha is still necessary. That's the Ikamando. Comes the Raven and says, no, the standard is that you need Hadacha. And what's the Hadacha for? To remove the Shamnunis. Not to take out the Bliya. Come on. Hadacha is going to take out a Bliya. No, it's to remove the Shamnunis Be'en. By Sakin Sheshachadba, some say that you don't need Hadacha. No, that's unique to Sakin Sheshachadba, that the problem is the Dam. And since Dam is Shrik Shorik, so therefore it's not going to be an issue. That's the 2 days in the Rishon. So far, so good. So the problem is there's a fourth Gemara. Hahikanach. There's a case in the Gemara that presents new issues. Let's see this Gemara together inside. Let's go to Kufir Aleph on the base. Gemara had quoted Rav Yehuda Mashmul's memory that Kara Shemal Vabosa also lechel baroseach. And the Gemara says, why is that? Because Moliach Harei Kiroseach. So Zog the Gemara, Kiyasa Ravin Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Moliach Enoch Roseach, Vekabash Enoch Kamarushal. Ravin quoted Rabbi Yochanan as saying, it's not true, Moliach is not Kiroseach. So Amar Abaye, Hode Ravin Lesa. Abaye says, Ravin's Rabbi Yochanan is wrong. Moliach is Kiroseach. Why? How do I know that? Tahi Pincha, the Havabe, Rabbi Ami, the Moloch Be Bisra, the Tavrei. Rabbi Ami had some pincha. What's a pincha? Says Rashi. Ka'ora shel cheres she'en la takana behagola. A ka'ora shel cheres, some kind of an earthenware kli. You can't be magil. Right? The Torah he'idal kli cheres she'en yotzi midev dofio la'olam. The Torah is made about a kli cheres that even if you're magil, the bli is not going to leave the kli cheres forever. It's always going to be there. A little bit might come out, but it's still going to be there. So what did he do? It was a pincha de malach bevis of a tavre, and he broke it. Can't be magilit, so he broke it. So michti, Rabbi Ami, Talmud, Rabbi Yochanan Hava, Rabbi Ami was Rabbi Yochanan's Talmud. My time at tavre, lavishan de shmiyolem, yinei, Rabbi Yochanan de amar maliach arei kroseach. Must be that he heard that maliach is kroseach. There is a blia inside. And since there's no hechsher to the kli, that's why he broke the kli. So you see, Zakhtar Gemara, you see, maliach is kroseach. Okay, that's the maskana of the Gemara. So all the Rishonim may ask, so what? Even if it's Kiroseyach, why did he break the Kli? He can still use the Kli. He could use the Kli, but if he uses the Kli, isn't the Bliya going to come out? What's the answer? Bitsonei. Why can't he use it Bitsonei? Right? Whether you need Hadacha or you don't need Hadacha Bitsonei, either way, he could have used the Kli. Either he'll use the Kli with a Hadacha, or maybe it's not even necessary. Right? But he could use the Kli Bitsonei. So why did he break the kli? Okay, there's a bli inside the kli, and you can't be magil the kli. You can't be machshir the kli. So to use the kli baroseach, that I hear, to use it v'had v'chamin, okay, you can't do that. Bitsone, there's no bli of bitsone. There's no bli coming out bitsone. There's no bli coming out bitsone. And even if you'll say like that one shita that there is a bli coming out, just do hadacha that'll take out that bli just beneath the surface, and then you can use a bitsone. So why didn't he use a bitsone? Why didn't he use a bitsoni? So this kasha is addressed by the Rashba. Vahi pincha, right, in the same dirum aska. Vahi pincha de tovela rib ami avagav de chazi olish tamushi bu betzonein mishem gzera de osi olish tamushi bu bachamin with de tovela. Anu gzera. It's a gzera that Chazal made that you can't even use it betzonein, you can't use the kli betzonein because we're afraid that you'll use it bachamin. So therefore, even betzonein, it's going to be os. Ubahi de kideros the Pesach, I think it should say Ukehahi the Kederos of Pesach, like the case of Kederos of Pesach. Dam Rav Pesachim Yishavim. Rav says that Kederos of Pesach, Kederos that have chametz inside of them, you have to break. Avagav the Shari leIshtamushi uBitzoni. You could always use the Kederos of Pesach, Kederos shel chametz Bitzoni. Ela Mishum Chamin. It's all a gzera atu Chamin. The Teida Dahila Kuleyama Bahadocha Miu Avasagile Vafilo Achitavra. I'll bring you a raya that everyone says that the Pincha should have been able to use Bahadocha, and yet he broke it. So why did he break it? Obviously because you can't use it. Obviously because you can't use it. That's one teretz of the Rashba. Vinami Evshaloma Dai Pincha came in the Shalcheres Haisa Venivla Al Yidei Roseach Ein Lekakana Filo Betzonei. Second teretz is that since the pincha was made of cheres, and it had a bulia b'roseach, b'roschim, b'chamin, there's no takana even b'tzonin. Why? Because there's a bulia inside of it. The b'lasi harbei ha-chipoletes afilu b'tzonin. Because a kli cheres can be polate a little bit b'tzonin. A kli cheres is bolea harbei b'chamin, so therefore it's going to be polate a little bit, zok derajbe, in the second day, it'll be polate a little bit even bitzonin. So that's why he broke it. Special din, special case of a kli cheres that can be polate afilu bitzonin. So, okay, bishlam, according to the second day in the Rashba, I hear the chilik. Right, we have the case of the pincha. Pincha is a kli cheres. There, he broke it because you can't use a bitzonin, since it's going to be polate afilu bitzonin. Noch achidish, that we don't fully understand, but the kli cheres apparently will be polate afilu bitzonin. So therefore, Hadach is not going to be enough. That's why he broke it. And that's the difference between Pincha and Kar Shemalach Vavashtar. Kar Shemalach Vavashtar obviously is not talking about a Kli Cheres. Hadach would be sufficient. So that's why there was no need to break it. But according to the first pshat of the Rashba, if there's this new Gzeira of Tzonein Atu Chamin, so then I still don't get the Teretz. We have a case of Kar Shemalach Vavashtar that the Gemara doesn't say the din. It doesn't say what the din should be. Says up the Ikamando Amr in the Rashba, what's the din? What's the din? You can use a bitzone without hadocha. It's only sakin with tuchka the sakin that there's a problem. So, what's the din of the pincha? Why did he break the pincha? So comes the Rashba and says, no, there's this new gzera. So if there's the new gzera by pincha, so by karash malach babasa, there should also be a gzera. Why do we assume Hadoch is certainly sufficient by Karshim Alav Basar? And maybe Hadoch is not even necessary because maybe it's only necessary by Sakin with his Ducha de Sakina. But there's Ducha Gzeira. A Gzeira to Chamin. Right? That you're using it Betzonin. Okay, Betzonin, the Bli is not going to leave, but there should be a Gzeira to Chamin. What do you have to say? That the first day in the Rashba is also assuming that the Gzeira is said where? Gzeira is said by what? What type of Kli? Only Kli Cheres. Like you have to see, even though he mentions the chilek between Kli Cheres and Kli Matches only in the second day, you got to say that in the first day as well, because if not, he's not answering anything. The Rashba must be saying that for one of two reasons, Kli Cheres is different than a Kli Matches. Either they make a gzeira of Tzonin Atu Chamin dafka by a Kli Cheres, and the Pincha was a Kli Cheres, as Rashi explains. So that's why they broke the Kli Cheres. They broke the Pincha because there's no solution. You can't even use it, but it's on it. But Kara Shemalach Babasar, Hadach is enough. And maybe Hadach is not even necessary because it's a Kli Matechas. It's not a Kli Cheres. Hadach is certainly sufficient, and there's no Gzera. So because there's no Gzera, that's why they didn't have to break it. They were able to use it. And the second Teretz is that even more so, Kli Cheres is polite a little bit, afilu b'tzonin. A Kli Matechas clearly is not going to be poly betzonin. Not because of a gzeret, because there's a little bit of a plata. But Kar Shemal Babas is talking about a Kli Matechas. So therefore, Hadach is sufficient, and it might not be necessary even. But certainly it's going to be sufficient there's going to be no problem in that case. Yes.
Sorry, we say Haggadah doesn't work by Klipharis, right? So why would it be that by Sonin there could be a plate that from a Klipharis, we assume that it can't be cleaned out by Haggadah? We usually Haggadah...
It means it's going to be Polei B'mitzas, it like drips out, but it's not going to come out enough to be Machshir the Klip. It's going to come out a little bit, so coming out a little bit is enough to create an
Issur. It's going to come out a little bit, which is more so than any other Klip, but it's still not going to come out all the way like it does by Haggadah.
It's not going to come out enough. It'll come out a little. Strangely enough, a little bit will come out, but not enough is going to come out.
It comes out more by
Sonin
than other kalim, but doesn't come out as much by Chamin as other.
Apparently, that's what the second day in the Rashba is saying. Right? It's a chiddush. It's a chiddush. So this first day in the Rashba seems to be the sheet of the Ran as well. That's what the Dake Moshe quotes from the Ran. Let's see this Dake Moshe together. The Dake Moshe, page 2, in the packet. It says, Omnam beharan perakalabosa, dafka bekelim shedai lahem bahagola, oz mutal hishtamesh bahem tzoni below hagola. The Ran is mechalek between klei cheres and klei mateches. That klei cheres is also lishtamish bo betzoni below hagola, but klei mateches is muta lishtamish betzoni. Doesn't tell you which svara he's using. Doesn't exactly tell you which svara he's using. But he is mechalik. He's mechalik between kli cheres as opposed to kli mateches. But says the Dake Moshe, the Mordechai argues on it. But Mordechai, Reish Kol Shah, he writes, the apachal akelu shetashmishim bechamin also l'shtamish b'hem etzonim b'lo agola gezerah shem yishtamish b'hem bechamin ad kam l'shonim. So the way the Dake Moshe puts the Ran together with the Mordechai sounds like he's understanding that the Ran uses the time of the Mordechai, but he limits it to Kli Cheres. Mordechai says, what's the reason that you can't use Klei Issur B'Tzonei? Because of Gzeira. Hadacha really should be sufficient, but because of Gzeira, Dima Yishtamshu Bahem B'Chamin, you can't use the Klei Issur B'Tzonei. Comes the Dake Moshe and says, the Ran is Mechalik. It's Mechalik between Klei Cheres and Klei Mateches. Mechalik between Klei Cheres and Klei Mateches. So that's what the Rashba was saying. The Rashba had two different days as to why there's a chilek, right? The second day of the Rashba, we understand that the idea of pleita b'tzonin applies only to a kli cheres. But even within the first day, we don't understand why there should be such a chilek, but the Rashba clearly is mechali between kli cheres as opposed to kli mateches, because if not, then we don't understand the Gemara, right? So there's got to be some kind of a chilek. So that's the chilek of the Ram that the Dake Moshe quotes. That's the chiluk of the Ram. But the Mordechai disagrees. The Mordechai mentions the first svara of the Rashba. He mentions the first svara of the Rashba, and yet he's not mechalik between kli cheres and kli mateches. So what's the problem according to the Mordechai? We still don't understand how to be miyashiv the sugyas. We have a fourth case over here. Ha'i pincha. Shavruma. They broke it. Right? That means Hadacha, Eina, or Ellis. Hadacha doesn't even work. So why? Why? So according to the second day of the Rashba, the Pshat is the Pincha was a Kli Cheres, and it can be called even Betzon in a little bit, so therefore Hadacha is not going to be sufficient. It's not going to accomplish anything. A special case! Kar Shemal Babas is not talking about Cheres, so therefore Hadacha is going to be sufficient. Comes the Ran and says that there's a chilik between Kli Cheres and Kli Mateches. He doesn't say why, but if he works with the first day in the Rashba, you have to assume that Svara, the Gzeira of Tzonin Atu Chamin, applies only to a Kli Cheres, not to a Kli Mateches. The problem is, according to the Mordechai uses that Svara. Mordechai uses the Svara to say that the Issur B'Tzonin is a Gzeira Atu Chamin, and yet He doesn't distinguish between cheres as opposed to mateches. So what's the answer to the sugya? Why does hadacha work by ka'ar shemal ha'basar and it didn't work by the pincha? What's the answer? So l'chara, the answer for the Mordechai has to be what? What's the answer? What answer did you see in the Mefarshim for the Mordechai? It's not in the Dake Moshe, but the Ramah learns up the Mordechai in a certain way. Did you see? What did the Ramah say? Where is the Ramah? Ooh, I left the Ramah to the Makars. Missing. I'm sorry about that. Ramon Yoradei in Kufchof Aleph, Siv Hey, he quotes the Mordechai. And he says that according to the Mordechai, the reason why Ka'ar Shemalach Babasar is Mutabitzonin is because that's talking Derech Arai. Derech Arai, if you use something on a temporary basis, so then we're not going to make the gzera of tzonin atuchan. If you use it b'derech keva, if you use it many times, so then there's a gzera of tzonin atuchan. Bein b'cheres, bein b'mateches. So why by karash shemalah b'basa was hadacha sufficient? The answer is it's derech arai. You're using it on a temporary basis. If it's on a temporary basis, then it's going to be mutter. And the Ramah says, Hochi Noagin. The Ramah says that we're talking Noag this way. If you use a Kli Shel Isser, Bein Shel Cheres, Bein Shel Mateches, you can use it for Tzonein, Derech Arai, you use it only on a temporary basis, you're going to be Machshir. Right? But if you use it with Tzonein on a temporary basis, that's okay. But there's a Gzeira of Tzonein Atucham. No, the Gzeira is only said with Derech Keva. If you're going to use it, Lo'olam Voyed, so then you're going to forget. And you might come to use it with Chamin. Arai, if you use it on a temporary basis, then we're not afraid that you're going to forget. So then the gzera doesn't apply, and then it's going to be permissible. So that's what the Mordechai would say, that by the pincha, the stomach, they used the b'derech arai before they broke it. They could use a b'derech arai. They just can't use a b'derech keva. Right? So ka'ara shemalach babasar, hadocha is sufficient, arai. Right, but not b'derech keva. That's how the Mordechai is going to have to learn, and that's how the Ramah seems to learn up the Mordechai. I'm sorry, I left it out of the Ma'amar Chumash. That was a mistake. So the Mordechai, we have a working pshat. Okay, the Mordechai, we have a pshat. Mordechai says that there really is no distinction between kli cheres as opposed to kli mateches. He disagrees with the second day in the Rashba. He says that if it's b'derech arai, then it's permissible. There's no gzeira of tzonin atuchamin. If it's b'derech keva, so then it's going to be awesome no matter what kind of a kli it is. The tour quotes a third shita. That we do have. Right, so far we have two shitas, two basic shitas here. You have a sheet of the Ran, that there's a chilah between Kli Cheres and Kli Mateches. We haven't explained the Ran, right, why that Gzeira should apply only to Kli Cheres, not to Kli Mateches. Then we have the Mordechai who says there is no distinction between Kli Cheres as opposed to Kli Mateches. He works with the Gzeira. And we assume there's a chilah between Arai as opposed to Keva. And now we have the Tur. What does the Tur say? Kosav Harashba Dafka Magilan Ba'achakein Matbilon. What's the tour going on? So the Gemara in Avodah Zorah, at the end of the Masechta on Dafayin Hayamid Beis, sets forth the basic yisodos of Hechsher Kalim. Now, if a person acquires Kalim from a guy, what does he do? So there are two things that he has to do. The Kalim from a guy, so he has to be Matbil the Kalim. There's a concept of Tvilas Kalim. Tvilas Kalim applies whenever a person buys or acquires kelim from a goy. Most of the kelim that we're going to acquire from a non-Jew are going to be new kelim. There's going to be no blias issur inside of them. So a person has to be tova the kelim. He's not the kelim in a mikvah of mem sa'ah. Metal kelim, glass kelim, there's a chiyav to be tova the kelim. But if a person gets clay issur from a goy, kelim that were used by a goy, so then aside from tevila, you also need heksha kelim. So there are different levels. If a person used a bitsone, Right? If the goy used the betzalin, so what do you do to that kli? Hadocha, right? You simply wash it off, and that's sufficient. If he used it b'chamin, what do you do to be machshir that kli? Hagola. And if he used it b'ur, if he used it in the fire, what do you do to be machshir that kli? Liban. You have to put it into the kiln, into the fire. Right? Different modes of hechsher kli. Does the order matter? Does it matter if you get kli yisur from the goy? Do you have to be machshir before the tzvila? Can you be machshir before the hagola? What's it then? So that's what the Ri and the Rashba are talking about. Because of Rashba, davka magilim v'achakach matbilim. The Rashba says that you have to do hagola, you have to do the hechsher kelim first, and then the tefillah. Avlam hitbilan tchila havikatova v'sheret tiyadam. Says the Rashba, if you're not going to be magil first, so it's like tovel v'sheret tiyadam. That's quite an interesting application of that principle. Tovel v'sheret tiyadam normally means if you go into the mikvah, person is tummy, he wants to become Torah, so he goes into the mikveh with the sheret, so the mikveh is not going to accomplish anything because he's being metame himself at the same time. Right? That's tumah, right? It's the same tumah. But here, what are we doing? You matbil the kli. Right? There's some halacha that you have to be tovel the kli, but there's also a blias iser inside. The Rashba is saying that somehow the blias iser and the tvila from tumas akum, those are the same, that's the same thing. So you first have to be machshir the kli, because if not, that'll be like a togel v'sheretz biyodah. Quite an interesting application. Aber rikos of sheyochol latbila tchila, bim lo yitzel leishtamish bo eletzonen, yochol latbila leishtamish bo eletzonen. So first of all, the Ri says that you can be matbil it before the hagolah. You don't have to be machshir first. It's not togel v'sheretz biyodah. What's more, says the Ri, if you don't want to be mishtamish bo b'chamen, if you don't want to use it for had, we don't care about the b'liya, you just want to use a bitzonin, and so he says you could be makbalit and use a bitzonin, and that's fine. Kshiyitza lishtamish v'bechamin yagilo v'yaspik lo tefila sheit bilokfar. When you want to use a bechamin, so then you need to do the hagol, you need to do the hechsher kelim. But you're not going to do the tefila afterwards. No, but the tefila you did from the beginning. So he says, first of all, the tefila doesn't have to be, the hechsher doesn't have to be before the tefila. So if you want to use a bitzonin, there's no need to be machshir. Hagol is not necessary. You just mediach. You just wash it off from the surface iser, and you can use it. But you just need a tefillah. As long as you mapil it, then you wash it off from the surface, and that's sufficient. And then if you want to use a bechamin, then you do hechsher later. What's the implication of the Ri? Does he distinguish between kli cheres as opposed to kli mateches? No. Zokta Dake Moshe, the Ri and the Tur are a third shita. They hold there's no distinction between Kli Cheres and Kli Mateches, same as the Mordechai. Yeah, but the other extreme, not literally the same as the Mordechai. The Mordechai also didn't distinguish between different types of kelim. But he said there's no distinction between different types of kelim le'isser, that we make a gzeira of chamenat utzonim by all kelim. Come the Tur and the Ri, and they say Fakert. We don't make we don't distinguish between the different kelim. Likula, that if you use them betzonin, there's no problem whatsoever. No problem whatsoever. There is no gzeir. So if you do hadocha, if you make sure that there's no shanunis be'en on the surface, then everything is fine. Three shitas over here. The Mordechai doesn't distinguish between kli cheres as opposed to kli mateches. He says everything is a problem betzonin. There's a gzeir. There's a gzeir of tzonin atuchan. His exeret son of Ducham. But Karsham Alpha Basa Hadacha is going to be sufficient. All right. If it's Derech Arai, if you use it on a temporary basis, so then it's going to be okay. Bein Becheres, Bein Bekli Mateches. The Tur is the other extreme. He says there's no chil between Mateches as opposed to Cheres. Lakula, there is no Gzeira of Tzanan Atuchamim. It's going to be Mutter. As long as you do Hadacha, then it's going to be sufficient. Ay, Pincha. What are we going to say to answer Pincha according to the Ri? Why did they break the Pincha? Why did they break the Pincha? What you have to say according to the Torah and the Ri is that was just a chumrah. Rabbi Ami was just machmer to break the Pincha. He really didn't have to. He was machmer on himself, but he didn't have to. Because it comes out, according to the Torah and the Ri, there really is no problem over here. Just do hadocha. No matter what the kli is, whether it's kli cheres or kli mateches, you should do hadocha, and that's sufficient. There's no gzer of chas tzana tuchamim. So it must have been a chumrah that they broke the pincha. That's the other extreme. Comes the Ran, and says that that there's a chiluk. The Ran says there's a chiluk between kli cheres as opposed to kli mateches. That by cheres there's an iser, by kli mateches there's no iser. What's the basis of the Ran? So according to the second day in the Rashba, if it goes with the second day in the Rashba, it's poshut that kli cheres can be maflit even betzonim. There's a pleita koldahu that a kli cheres can have even betzonim. That's why there's going to be a problem dafka by a kli cheres, not by a kli mateches. The problem is according to the first day in the Rashba, right? If it's a gzeira of tzonin atuchamin, so what's the Ran going to say? Right? Why should there be a chiluk between kli cheres and kli mateches? The Mordechai held of the gzeira, and yet he wasn't mechalik between kli cheres and kli mateches. Right? What's the answer? That's the kasha that we have over here. That's the kasha that we have on the Ran. Does everyone get the kasha? Yes, Yaakov. Not always true. Right? Sometimes the Rishonim say that was a chumrah that he had on himself. But it's not absolutely necessary. Maybe he was concerned. He made such a gzeira for himself. He was afraid. But we don't paskin that way. We should learn from him that maliach kiroseach dami. That's all we're learning from him. That the bliya is a significant bliya. But we don't necessarily learn that you have to break your kalim. That's not what we're learning from him. We're learning that there's a bliya. That's what we're going to learn from him. So that's the problem with the Ran. No, let's chazer the shitas before we look at the Ran. Okay, let's get this all straight and then we'll move on. Why don't you take one and paste the rest of it? Let's get the three sheets straight. It's a little easier with the sheets rather than writing on the board. What's the din? Can a clay iser be used for tzonein after hadachah, let's say, even after hadachah? So there are three sheets. The Ran is mechalik. Ran's mechalik between kli cheres as opposed to kli mateches. A kli cheres cannot be used even after hadocha fitzonin. A kli mateches can. The Mordechai says there is no chiluk. Derech harai, anything can be used after hadocha fitzonin. Derech keva, no. And come the Ri and the Tur, and they say no, there's no chiluk. It's mutter. Even b'derech keva, you can use all kelim ben kli cheres ben kli mateches as long as you're only using it fitzonin. Three shitas. Does everyone have a sheet? Everyone have a sheet? So what's the din of the pincha? How do we put all the sheetas together? How do we put the sheetas together? So let's drop to two. So the Mordechai says, what's the din of hahi pincha? Keva. Right? The reason why they broke the pincha was because that was a tashish b'derach keva. Tashish b'derach keva, that's going to be awesome. B'derech harai, that's going to be mutter even by kli cheres. So kar shemal babasa was b'derech harai. So therefore, that's going to be permissible. Right? He's working with the first lashon of the Rashba that we make a gzeira of tzonin natucham. He assumes that gzeira is even b'kli mateches. Right? He assumes that gzeira is even b'kli mateches, but only b'derech keva. That's the Mordechai. Come the Ri and the Tur, and they say, no, Kara Shemal of Abbas is muta betzonin after Hadacha, even for a Kli Cheres. Why not? Why not? There is no Gzeira whatsoever. So what's the Hahi Pincha? Why did he break Hahi Pincha? It's a question mark. It's not so clear. So I wanted to suggest that it was a Chumrah. It was just a Chumrah. It's really unclear, because according to his Shita, we don't really understand what the Svara is to break it. So Mestame was just a Chumrah. The problem is the Ran. Ran distinguishes between kli cheres as opposed to kli mateches. The Ran says that only a kli cheres, you can't be mishtamish b'tzonin, but not a kli mateches. So what's pshat? What's pshat? So if the Ran takes the approach of the second day in the Rashba, so then it's pasha what the pshat is. Right? The second day in the Rashba holds that a kli cheres is going to be polid afilu b'tzonin, a little bit, but dafka kli cheres. So that could be what the Ran holds. Right? The Ran could take the second approach of the Rashba, And he says that a kli cheres is a problem because it's going to be polled afilu b'tzonin a little bit. It's not, doesn't seem to be the way that the Darkei Moshe is learning. It doesn't seem to be the way that he's learning, because he quotes the Ran in the context of the Mordechai. The Mordechai does use the Gzeira. He doesn't explain that the reason why the Ran distinguishes is because he has a different Mahalach. It doesn't sound like he has a different Mahalach. It sounds like the Ran and the Mordechai are both using the Gzeira. The both goes at Sonin Atuchamin, but yet they disagree as to when the Gzeira applies. Does it apply by all Kalim, or does it apply only by a Kli Cheres? So why should the Ran say that the Gzeira only applies by a Kli Cheres? So that's what the Pri Chodesh touches on. Okay, let's all turn to the Pri Chodesh with that backdrop. Okay. Pri Chodesh and Simen Tzadi Aleph Sifkot and Gimel. Because of Od Haran, the Hode Amin and Beveisaor, Dafilu Betzorin Hussel, Ishtamish Bomatza, Beisaor means Achomet, Dika Kli. Saor, yeast, sourdough. You can't use it for matzah, even betzonein. Hanudavka nami bekli cheres. Lefishakeben shein lo takona l'shvira chayshina shemirsho so l'shtamish betzonein sheyovel l'shtamish b'vachamim. Dr. Pri Chodesh, what's pshat in Iran? Pshat in Iran is that by a kli cheres, since you have no takona b'hagola, you can't be magalit. Hagola is not going to work, so there's nothing you can do. So you're going to leave it without Hechsher. You're going to leave the Kli without Hechsher. So since you're going to leave it, Lizman Meruba, there's a concern that you'll use it Bechamin at some point in time. You'll forget that it's a Trefa Kli, that it's a Chometz Dika Kli. So you might come to use it Bechamin. So it's also even to use it Bitzonei. The Toma Hara'im, Mai Nafkamina Ben Kli Chere, Shein Lotakona Ben Kli Matecha, Sheesh Lotakona Bagola. What does it matter, the Re'em is? What does it matter that you have a Takona Behagola by Kli Matechas and by Cheres you don't? Sof, Le'in Yintashish Bechamin, Shneim Shavim Be'isser. V'hayaroy Ligzer Gam Be'Kli Matechas. There's no difference in terms of the Isser. If you happen to use a Bechamin, it'll be just as problematic with the Kli Matechas. So why should I make a Gzeira Dafka b'kilcheres, not by a klimatecha? So zok the prichodesh, it's poshut. I just told you the difference. The ein kantema klal, the bishlam b'kilcheres, kemen shein lo takona, yashinu b'vesel, lishtamish bo b'tzonei, v'osi beli de takola, lishtamish bo b'chan. Ava klimatecha, es kemen shoshu takona b'agola, mistama magalo, so lishtamish bo kol tzorko. Ulizman muad, shemishtamish bo kodem shagilenu, lo chashinu. Dr. Prichodosh, first of all, the difference between Matechas and Cheres is that Kli Matechas, you can do Agola, you can be Machshir. So once you have the potential to do Agola, we assume that you're gonna take care of it quickly. By Kli Cheres, since you can't do a Hagola anyway, it's not going to work, so you're just going to leave the Kli by you. So if you're going to leave the Kli, then it's Taka Asa to use it even Betzoni. You got to break it. You got to throw it out. Because we're afraid that you're going to leave the Kli La'olam Void by you. Because you can't do a Hechshir anyway. And you'll come to use it b'chamin. It's going to be a problem. So that's why you got to break it. You got to throw it out. But by a kli matechas, since you can do hagola, we assume that you're going to do hagola quickly. So there's no reason for the gezerah. The Ran is learning that the gezerah only applies lizman meruba, right? But if you're not going to have it lizman meruba, if you're going to do hechsher, so then there's no reason to be gozer. By a kli matechas mistama, you're going to do hechsher quickly, because you have the potential to do it, you're going to do it lizman muad, so then there's no reason to be gozer. Adds the Pri Chodesh another knage. Afim ishtamish bo zman meruba b'lo hagola shafir damid lo polo grabonon. Kevin d'lo havi milsa d'shchicha la'ashos o zman meruba b'lo hagola lo gozu bei rabonon. Zok the Pri Chodesh, and I'll add another knage. Since the normal way by klimateches is to do hagola quickly, because you want to be able to use it b'chamin, it was used b'chamin. I'm talking about a kli that was used b'chamin as a bliya in the kli. So it makes a lot of sense that you'll do hagala, you'll do the hechsher as soon as possible, so that you'll be able to use the kli for its normal tashmish. So even if you wait lizman meruba by a kli matechas, it's still mutter to use a pitzonim. You can use a pitzonim b'derach kava. Why? It's a milsat lo shchicha to do that. A person's not going to do that. Because he's afraid. He's afraid he's going to make a mistake. So it's normal for him to do the hechsher quickly. So even if he leaves it lizman meruba, it's still mutter to use a bitzani, because there's no reason to pick a gzera. Right? Chazal make a gzera only on a milsad deshchicha. That's a milsad de lo shchicha, that he's going to keep the klimatechas lizman meruba. So therefore, even if he leaves it, Lizman Rub, it's still mutter to use the Kli Matacheres. That's the Pri Chodosh's interpretation of the Ran. That he's working with the Mordechai. The way that it seems from the Dake Moshe, he's working with the Mordechai. That the Issa to use a Kli B'tzonein is not, Issa to use a Kli Chares B'tzonein is not the second day in the Rashba, that it's going to be Polate Ma'at. But rather that the Gzeira was said by a Kli Chares, because there's nothing you can do for the Kli. You can't be Machshir the Kli. So because you can't be Machshir the Kli, then we're taka afraid that you might use a Bechamin. But by a Kli Matecha, since you can be Machshir the Kli, the assumption is you'll do it quickly. And once the assumption is that you'll do it quickly, there is no Gzera. So even Lizman Meruba, you're going to be able to use the Kli Matecha. So the Chiddush of the Pri Chodosh is very, very important. What comes out according to the Pri Chodosh is that Lefi the Ran, right, let's think of the Ran and the Mordechai. Lefi the Ran, would it be Mutter B'derech Arai to use a Kli Cheres Shel Issa B'tzonin? No, it's going to be awesome. Right, according to the Mordechai, B'derech Arai, it's Mutter to use the Kli Cheres. Because there's no din of Kli Cheres or Kli Mateches. It's mutter to use the Kli, the Derech Harai, because the whole Gzera was not said the Derech Harai. The Gzera is Lizman Meruba that you're going to forget. But according to the Ran, there's a chilik between Kli Cheres as opposed to Kli Mateches, and the whole Gzera was said by a Kli Cheres. Why? Why was it said by a Kli Cheres? Because we're afraid that you're going to leave it Lizman Meruba. So it turns out that even B'Derech Harai, it's going to be also to use the Kli Cheres. Because he gufa, that's the whole gzeira according to the Ran. That's the whole gzeira according to the Ran. So it comes out a bigger chumra according to the Ran. That he uses the gzeira, but he would say that even b'derech arai, it's going to be also to use the kli. By a kli cheres, it'll be also to use the kli. And of course, the other distinction between the Ran and the Mordechai is that according to the Mordechai, there is no difference between Kli Cheres as opposed to Kli Mateches, and according to the Ran, there is a big difference. What's the nafkamina between the two timim of the Rashba? What's the nafkamina whether the Kli Cheres is polate a little bit b'tzonein, or it's because of a gzeira? What does it matter? What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is, let's say you use the Kli b'di'eved. Let's say you use the Kli Cheres b'di'eved b'tzonein. What's the din? According to the second day of the Rashba, since it's polite a little bit b'tzonin, you're going to have a problem. If the whole issue is just the gzeira, so all of the shittas, the Mordechai, the Ran, if the whole issue is an issue of gzeira, so then the whole machlokas between them is there a chilik between Kli Cheres and Kli Mateches lechatchila? Right? Lechatchila, do we make a gzeira by all kalim lechatchila? Or do we make a gzeira only by a Kli Cheres lechatchila? But b'di'evit, if you use the Kli, as long as it's clean, you use the Kli b'tzonein, when there's no concern that any plate is going to come up b'tzonein, so then l'chor, it's not going to ask. Right? The nafkamina between the two days is whether b'di'evit is going to be a problem. So I don't think we paskin like the second day of the Rashba. I think we hold like this first day. It seems from the poskin that we're working with the gzeira. Question is, how far does it extend? How far does it extend? According to the Ran, by a kli cheres, it's aser even b'derech arai, right? Because by a kli cheres, we're afraid that you'll leave it lizman meruba, because there's nothing that you can do with the kli. So the only solution is to break the kli. But according to the Mordechai, there is no chilu between kli cheres as opposed to kli mateches. The gzeira applies by all kalim, but b'derech arai, the Mordechai is willing to be mekel, and that's how the Ramah paskins. So based on the Ramah, what should emerge is that if a person, let's say, has a business lunch in a non-kosher restaurant, so he should be able to use the kalim b'tzonei. Even if we assume that these kalim were used b'chamin, there was hot food, shel issa, that was nivla into the kli, as long as you're using it b'tzonei, and the kli is clean, I certainly hope in the restaurant the kli is clean, right? So if you're using the kli and it's clean, then b'tzonei, it should be okay. If you go like the second day of the Rashba, if it's an earthenware kli, if you're talking about the China, let's say, right? So we should be afraid that even b'tzonin, it'll be polite a little bit, but we don't pass them like that shita. We assume that the whole problem is the gzeira. And if you go like the Mordechai, then you'll say that the way that the Ramon understands the Mordechai, b'derech arai, is going to be permissible. So if that's all that you're doing, then it should be then it should be permissible. Is one chumra that the Bari HaShulchan quotes that maybe it's dafka permissible in Beis Aklam. It's permissible only in the restaurant, only in the house of the goy. If you have a kli at home, even if you use it on a temporary basis, you use a kli issa at home on a temporary basis, someone is say that that's not permissible because we're afraid that one time will lead to another time, will lead to another time, so maybe that shouldn't be done at home. Issa shal akum, that's derech mikra. That doesn't happen every day. Right? You're not eating in that particular restaurant every day. You're not eating in non-kosher restaurants every day. So if it's beso shal akum, that's derech mikra. So then we'd be willing to be mekel to say that that you can eat one time b'derech mikra. You can eat on the kli cheres b'tzon. Okay, we'll stop here. Just to add a brief thought from the time.